This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. What could it mean to veterans returning from combat in the Middle East to have a place to go that would offer housing, support programs, an incubator, if you will, for veterans? The Motor City Blightbusters is developing that very place. It's called Veterans Village Center. John George is the executive director of Motor City Blightbusters, a nonprofit with a 27-year track record of working to stabilize and revitalize Detroit through partnerships and volunteering efforts and really working from the neighborhoods, grassroots, right on up. John, what is Veterans Village Center?
Veterans Village is actually a program that Blightbusters started a couple years ago when we purchased an abandoned apartment building. In the process of cleaning it out and getting it ready to house veterans, we met a gentleman by the name of Gordon Sutterberg, who's a retired vet, that runs a group called United Peace Relief. They work with Team Rubicon and other veterans in disaster relief. And they are really an incredible group of vets that are working to help stabilize and revitalize towns and cities where disaster has struck.
Bringing their military skills. What a great skill set, yes.
Certainly, and their discipline. And what is exciting to Blightbusters is that we've partnered with Gordon and United Peace Relief and the vets to not only get this center up and running and to house vets, but also to have them work with us locally on our disaster. You know, the disaster of Detroit, it took 50 years, and a lot of times people don't feel it's equivalent to a tornado or a hurricane, but it is. And what's nice is the vets are working with us, basically using Detroit as a boot camp to train the vets so when a disaster does strike, they can head out and help out.
In what ways? Give me some for instances.
Well, certainly. Well, when there's a disaster, there's a lot of trees that need to be cut and cleared. There are properties that need to be cleaned out and restored. So the work is very similar to what they would do after a disaster. And Blightbusters, for the last 27 years, we've been able to remove the overgrowth, the trees, the brush, the abandonment, and build farmways and coffee shops and art galleries and community centers. So the veterans are really a senior crew leader type position that not only works with our volunteers, but our youth.
And I would imagine for veterans coming back from combat in the Middle East, what a good way to take what they've learned and what they've known and then reach out and help the community with those skills and with that training.
Well, absolutely. Speaking with the vets, Gordon and others, they still have a desire to serve. And a lot of times in the military, they go into countries and blow stuff up. So to be able to come back to Detroit and help us rebuild and create homeowners and business owners and opportunity and hope, it really rewires their thinking and their brains, if you will. And this is what they're telling me. I'm not saying it. They're saying it. I'm just repeating it. So it's really a great opportunity for them to continue to serve and help locally and then get ready to do disaster relief on a national level when called.
How much of Veterans Village is here now that has been realized, and what more do you want to do?
Well, we've certainly acquired the property, cleaned it out.
Where is it?
It's in Northwest Detroit, in the old Redford section of Northwest Detroit. If you're familiar with the Redford Theater, that is really the epicenter of Blightbusters campus, if you will. Veterans Village is just two blocks east of the Redford Theater and a coffee shop. We've had a long history of cleaning up and rebuilding that corner, and the Veterans is just the latest addition. At the same time, we've cleared two city blocks of abandoned property just north of the theater and put in Farm City Detroit. So the veterans will actually live at Vetsville and work at Farm City, kind of hang out at the Motor City Java and Tea House, and again, continue our effort to rebuild.
John, how do you see this veterans initiative fitting into the larger story of Detroit's revitalization?
You know, Mayor Duggan gave his State of the City speech at the Redford Theater February 10th of this year. And a lot of folks asked me, well, do you think the mayor's doing this because of what you've done in this area? And I had to say, honestly and frankly, if it wasn't for the work of Blightbusters and others, there wouldn't have been a neighborhood for him to come to. So it really is a refreshing situation to have a mayor that understands the importance of neighborhood and neighborhood groups like Blightbusters that are doing the grassroots work that needs to be done to create homeowners, to create business owners, to create opportunity and hope, and really build up a situation where people can give and people can get. But again, having the vets as the go-between between the youth, the volunteers, and the corporate support, it really helps us move forward safely together.
And for them, for the vets themselves, how do you see this helping to, I don't want to use the word ease their transition back from say, a combat zone to civilian life, but to facilitate that?
You know, earlier this year, we were awarded a contract from the Brightmoor Alliance to clear 14 blocks of brush and debris in Brightmoor using our volunteers. But we're also going to have the veterans kind of lead that charge. So they're going to be responsible for the safety of the effort, rolling out the volunteers and the employees and the youth, and to carefully cause this effort to be a very positive one. But again, we'll be able to pay the vets a prevailing wage to do this work. They're giving and they're getting, and they've really been a big, big, big part of Blightbuster's success over the last couple years. And we're going to be expanding the Veterans Village Center and all of our programs.
John George is president and founder of Motor City Blightbusters. You can find out more by going to their website, mcbbdetroit.com. That's mcbbdetroit.com. John, thank you so much.
Thank you.